5. Adjectives and adverbs. We completed the voyage without succumbing to the temptation of opening the box of candy. Adjectives and adverbs are rich and good and nourishing. They add color, life, immediacy. They cause obesity in prose only when used lazily or overused. When the quality that the adverb indicates can be put in the verb itself, they ran quickly equals they raced, or the quality the adjective indicates can be put in the noun itself, a growling voice equals a growl, the prose will be cleaner, more intense, more vivid. Those of us who were brought up to be unaggressive in conversation are liable to use qualifiers, adjectives, and adverbs such as rather, a little, which soften or weaken the words they modify. In conversation, they're okay. In written prose, they're bloodsuckers, ticks. You have to dig them out right away. The ticks I myself am plagued by are kind of, sort of, and just. And always, always vary. You might just kind of take a little look at your own writing to see if you might have some very favorite qualifiers that you kind of, like, use just a little too often. This isn't long enough to be an opinion piece, and you must pardon my language, but it needs saying at this time. The adjective or qualifier, fucking, is a really big tick. People who use it constantly in speaking and electronic messaging may not realize that in writing fiction it's about as useful as In dialogue and interior monologue, sentences such as, "The sunset was so fucking beautiful," or, "It's so easy even a fucking child could understand it," are tolerable, however grotesque when read literally. But used in narrative to lend emphasis and colloquial vigor, the word does just the opposite. In fact, its power to weaken, trivialize, and invalidate is stunning. Some adjectives and adverbs have become meaningless through literary overuse. Great seldom carries the weight it ought to carry. Suddenly seldom means anything at all. It's a mere transition device, a noise. He was walking down the street. Suddenly he saw her. Somehow is a super weasel, a word that betrays that the author didn't want to bother thinking out the story. Somehow she just knew. Somehow they made it to the asteroid. Nothing in your story happens somehow. It happens because you wrote it. Take responsibility. Ornate, fancy adjectives are out of fashion and tempt few writers now, but some conscious prose stylists use adjectives as poets do. The adjective's relation to the noun is unexpected, far-fetched, forcing the reader to stop to see the connection. This mannerism can be effective, but in narration it's risky. Do you want to stop the flow? Is it worth it? I recommend to all storytellers a watchful attitude and a thoughtful, careful choice of adjectives and adverbs, because the bakery shop of English is rich beyond belief. And narrative prose, particularly if it's going a long distance, needs more muscle than fat. Exercise 5. Chastity. Write a paragraph to a page, 200 to 350 words, of descriptive narrative prose without adjectives or adverbs. No dialogue. The point is to give a vivid description of a scene or an action using only verbs, nouns, pronouns, and articles. Adverbs of time, then, next, later, etc., may be necessary, but be sparing, be chaste. If you're using this book in a group, I recommend that you do this exercise at home, because it is difficult and may take a while. If you're currently working on a longer piece, you might want to try writing the next paragraph or page of it as this exercise. You might want to try chastening a passage you've already written. It can be interesting. Critiquing. It's above all the doing of this exercise that matters, and your own judgment on the result. Would the piece be improved by the addition of an adjective or adverb here and there, or is it satisfactory without? Notice the devices and usages you were forced into by the requirements of the exercise. It may have affected particularly your choice of verbs and your use of simile and metaphor. I invented the chastity exercise for my own use when I was a lone navigator of 14 or 15. I couldn't give up chocolate milkshakes, but I could do without adverbs for a page or two. It's the only exercise I've suggested in every workshop I've taught. It enlightens, chastens, and invigorates.